It's a balmy evening in New Orleans, and the Soul Rebels are warming up the crowd at local haunt Le Bon Temps Roulé. The brass band, once described as the missing link between Louis Armstrong and Public Enemy, play until the early hours. It was here that the Soul Rebels played their first post-Katrina gig. The band's saxophonist Eron Williams says that music had a healing effect on artists and audiences as people returned to a damaged city.
It was relief for the people, and it was more relief for us too, because to get back on the stage, it just felt good just to take their mind off of all their problems and all the work that had to be done just for a moment.
10 years after the storm silenced the city's clubs and venues, the music scene is back.
I always called Katrina like a blessing and a curse, because like with Katrina, we were able to branch out and go other places. We were able to like go all over the world. So when people come here, like they expecting it now. There's so many like tourists that come and they want that authentic music.
Now won't you come along with me? Way down that Mississippi, we'll take a trip to the land of ease, flow down the river down to New Orleans.
Across town in the Faubourg Marigny neighborhood, Frenchman Street is the city's live music hub. At DBA, a popular jazz den, local legend and singer-songwriter John Boutte is serenading a spellbound audience.
We came back, not only because of the musicians, but because of the New Orleanians, also because of the people from around the world and around the country who gave us help and somehow sparked a renewal in interest in the New Orleans music.
Some of that help came from local not-for-profit Habitat for Humanity. Post-Katrina, it helped many exiled musicians who'd lost everything to return to the city through a home ownership program. They settled in the Musicians' Village, an affordable housing community in the Upper Ninth Ward. It features more than 70 houses plus a music center with classrooms, rehearsal space, and performance hall. According to the NGO's executive director, Jim Pate, it was the vision of homegrown musical icons Harry Connick Jr. and Branford Marsalis.
Harry and Branford were very much afraid that we were going to lose our rich musical heritage. If we lost our musicians, we could lose that forever. One of the important things about bringing musicians back is they needed both stable and affordable housing. So much was destroyed that the rents were just astronomical.
Today, local writer Tom Piazza says the city's music scene is on song.
Many, many musicians have come back. At this point, there's a vibrant musical community in New Orleans. I think in some respects the music scene today in New Orleans is maybe somewhat more diverse than it was.
Nick Spitzer is the producer and host of the radio show American Roots. Now, he says, music is on the high ground.
And there's so many more new brass bands now, young brass bands. Music's really on the high ground. Music doesn't have a waterline on it. But music was the soundtrack of the recovery, and music is the soundtrack of life here today. And it's better and stronger than it ever was.
New Orleans has got its groove back, and so the band plays on. This is Rochelle Harrison-Pless reporting for RFI.